Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Hey, Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions. And this is another part in our series of questions that we're asked as technicians when we're out in the field doing our day-to-day operations, servicing customers, servicing some of our commercial accounts around the city. And the question this week is, why do I need to trim back the shrubbery, bushes, or tree limbs from the house? And I must say, that is definitely a good question. And the good thing, one of the great things about this question is it's also a part of our 58-point pest analysis inspection that we offer to every homeowner that we're servicing. It's part of our free service. So these are some of the things we look for. So this one here, this week should be quite easy to answer because it's part of what we do. You know, one of the big reasons why you should trim back bushes and shrubbery away from the house is it offers perfect shelters for rodents. So they could be mice, you know, rats. They have a great place to hide with protection from overhead. You know, these rodents, they're not intelligent. They're just surviving. I learned that from one of our great mentors in the industry of rodent control. You know, he says that it might look like they're smart, but they're just surviving. So when you have that overgrowth, it's offering them security from above, because they're always thinking, you know, mice are always living in constant fear that, hey, they can be, you know, a bird could swoop down and pick them up. We see that happen from time to time where we have hawks in the area or falcons in the area. Well, that shrubbery, if it's overgrown, it's offering them protection from above. So that gives them some level of security where this might be suitable living for them because they can't be seen up underneath that. And if there's a breach in your foundation, well, they can sneak their way into your house. So rodents is one reason why we should trim back, you know, the shrubbery from shrubbery and bushes off the house. Another reason is it offers a kind of like a natural barrier of protection, because it allows like if it's overgrown and we get, you know, some heavy wet weather, you know, which we do get, well, the ground stays moist or dampened for a longer period of time, which is going to make that soil attracted to, you know, make centipedes, millipedes, sow bugs, you know, some folks call them roly polies, attracted to that area because they love moisture. They are moisture driven pests. And once again, if there's a breach in the foundation, you know, that moisture is sitting right on the foundation of the house. And if there's a breach in that foundation, well, once again, they can sneak their way in. And you're wondering, well, where are all these centipedes coming from? Well, it could be something just as simple as the overgrowth. You know, if you have a bit of overgrowth outside. Now, trimming that back, what it does is allow, you know, you trim that off the house, it creates that barrier. So, you know, you have that dirt from the house to the bush line or shrubbery line. Well, once you trim that off, it allows the sun in and allows that moisture to escape out. So therefore, it kind of creates a natural barrier because that ground is drying out. Well, we know that centipedes, millipedes, sow bugs, roly polies, they don't like dry land. They like humidity. They like moisture. So that will offer you some degree of protection, you know, as far as lowering that population, you know, down and keeping them away from the foundation of that of your house. Another reason why we should trim shrubbery, bushes, and tree limbs. So if you have a tree in the yard and you have a branch touching the roof, is ants. The number one pest, ants. And we're going to speak on, you know, like, you know, like your mound ants, Argentine ants, carpenter ants. You know, if you have a tree in the yard, you know, and there is a branch touching the house and that tree just so happened to have a carpenter ant infestation in it. Well, it's up the tree, across the limb, right into your attic. You know, that's why, you know, when we get calls, you know, during carpenter ant, you know, what we call it kind of carpenter ant season, which you usually start seeing them showing up around the end of April, May. And if they're in the attic, there's usually always a branch touching the house. Trim off the branch, you know, snip that back. You know, cut it off the house. You don't want anything like that touching your house. And it's the same way with the bushes and shrubs, which we've been speaking on. The ants can walk across that. And if those limbs or branches or shrubbery is touching a windowsill, or it might be a breach in that siding, well, in the siding they go, in between the windowsill they go. And once they find a way in, they are leaving a pheromone trail to attract their buddies, you know, other ants. So that's usually why we find, oh, we got an ant problem here. Well, a lot of times this might lead back to overgrowth with the bushes and shrubs. So that's all I have for now. You know, if you, you know, I hope you got something out of this, that it's something that can be quite helpful as you're walking around, you know, getting your house ready, you know, for the fall, or if it's springtime, getting your house ready for the spring, is to, you know, keep that in consideration. And if that's not enough, you can always give us a call at 414-355-3732. You know, you can ask for me. I'm Will White. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. And, you know, look at doing one of our 58-point pest analysis and inspections. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Google Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs, you know what to do. Call 414-355.